At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what is up? What is going on, everybody? Joe here, Radio 690 ADV. Thank you for stopping in. We're doing the podcast on Monday just because it kind of works out a little better for me. I got a lot going on these days, and I'm just trying to squeeze some stuff in. I'm slowly getting out of time, but on today's podcast, what we're going to talk about is when the adventure is over, what is your mindset? How do you feel? And kind of those types of deals. And it would be good to try to get some feedback from some people on when the adventure starts to slow down or wind down. What's on your mind when that happens? Coming up next on the Radio 690 ADV. Hey, what's up? We're back. Yeah. First off, if you're new to this, please hit that subscribe button and be part of it. Don't forget, on all the podcast platforms, you can also check it out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/690ADV. And you can follow us there if you'd like. Our podcasts are syndicated over onto the YouTube side as well as it is on, say, Google Podcast or iTunes, all that stuff. You can find us on Spreaker. You can find us on Podbean. You can find us on, man, just about anything. Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Man, you pretty much pick it. We are there. So make sure you're part of the 690 ADV. And remember, if you have any questions or anything like that, you can always hit me up at the690adv@gmail.com. Mindsets on moto adventures. When the adventure's starting to wind down, mindsets of what's going on. And is it really over? Is it really over, you know, when the trip is over? Well, I'm going to get into that a little bit and kind of my mindset after I get some of my coffee this morning. I honestly, and I'll be truthful with you, and I don't know how your mindset is. And if you're, like I said, if you're on YouTube or if you're somewhere where you can make a comment or something, it'd be really cool to put your mindset when your trip is winding down, like if it's your last day or the next to last day or whatever. What's going through your mind a little bit? I mean, is your mind on the trip like the day before the last or the last day? Or are you just kind of in the dumps? You know, it's over, man. We're headed back, man. We got to go home. We got to get back to work. We got all these things we want to do. I'll be honest with you, on me, it never ever sinks in on my side until the day, like the very last day. It's one of those things I can't really get my mind off of. It's like I'm trying to get my head into my adventure and fun time. But I don't know about you. It's like work, family, all these things are, you know, kind of coming, you know, into my brain. And it's kind of, in all honesty, I won't lie to you, it's like the very last day of my trip gets ruined a little bit because I can't get that off of my mind. It's like I really try to cut it off. Like you can never really truly cut it off when you're on a moto trip. I don't care what anyone says, especially if you own your own business or if you're self-employed. There's no way. You just can't, because your business is your baby, and you literally have to pretty much focus 365. And if you don't, then you probably don't have a very successful business, to be quite honest with you. But back on the other side, the last day, it kind of gets a little bit ruined, you know, because I try so hard to forget about work and all the things that go on in my life that basically I've got to focus and be on track, you know, to succeed and to have the things that I have. You know, into all that stuff. But on that last day, and like I said, I don't know. Maybe you think about work the whole time you're in. Maybe you work from the road. I don't know. I don't know. All I do know is that it's very difficult to make a living riding motorcycles. I'm just telling you right now. It's next to impossible, you know. And if you do, make sure you're willing to give everything up in order for that to happen. Because you're probably not going to have a... I mean, I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying it's pretty slim chance that that's ever going to be a successful venture. But anyway, on that last day, it really does get a little bit jacked up. And like I said, I don't know how you feel about it. But, you know, all those things start rushing through. But one thing I have noticed is that, you know, even though the adventure is pretty much coming to an end and I've got all these things rushing through my brain, I do get a little positive. I get a little teary-eyed, but I still think of positive things, is because even though I know that that adventure is coming to an end, I kind of, before I get back, if we've trailered or if we're, you know, actually riding all the way. I've done it both ways. I've done thousands of miles out, you know, left from the house. And I've also trailered, you know, to my destination so that I could actually not chew my tires up and have a really good time because I was using a dirt-oriented tire. And if you've ever ridden a 50-50 tire on the highway for long periods of time, it kind of sucks. And it pretty much chews your tire up. So when you get there, you've already eaten 30% of your tire, which basically means that you're not going to get the traction that you want. And it really kind of defeats the whole purpose. But I start thinking about maybe next year, you know, plotting and thinking of where I want to go for my next adventure. And then that brings a small spark back into, you know, into my life a little bit. To get out and, you know, do next year's adventure. But it would be very interesting. This is going to be a short podcast today, but this is more of a. I'd like to know how other people truly feel. I'd like people to be more involved in what's going on. If you're actually listening and following, you know, what is the mindset of what's going on? Or while you're on your adventures, you're doing your sightseeing, but you're also planning for next year's adventure or your next adventure. Maybe you get multi trips a year, whereas I do not. I don't get that luxury just because I got a lot going on. That's my own demons that I have to deal with. But do you do that? You know, I kind of plan a little bit, but I also shoot video and I take lots and lots of pictures. So I get, you know, time gets consumed. And also I'm usually with my buddies and we're goofing off, and we're just, you know, because we don't get to see each other but usually about one time a year or every other year. So you know, we're not really planning a whole lot. We do that usually from our houses, and we'll connect through either email or text or make a phone call, and we'll kind of put all of our stuff together and try to start planning. And we usually try to do our planning, you know, probably 6 months in advance, and then we'll try to plan a date, and that's the date that everybody meets up. We don't normally do it on the trip, but do you start planning for your next adventure on your trip or on your last day, or do you just say, you know what, whatever, I just moved on, and when I go on my adventure is when I go on my adventure? Well, to me, it's very difficult with the line of work that I do. And like I said, I'm self-employed, to sit there and have my mind on that at all times. So, like I said, short podcast, probably not going to be much more than about 10 minutes today. I apologize. I've got some good stuff that I want to talk about. I just don't have a whole lot of time. I'm doing some carpentry work. Actually, when I was growing up, I learned a lot of carpentry skills. I'm doing a complete kitchen remodel, and it is consuming tons of my time. And with the COVID that's going on, it just, you know, what else can you do? You can't really go out to restaurants. You can't really do anything at this time. So what else than work, ride my motorcycle, and work at the house? But anyway, adventures. When it's over, is it really over? Or have you already planned your next adventure on your adventure? Or do you just do it off of a whim? It'd be interesting to know, to have people actually chime in and comment. And, you know, how do you do it? Do you get upset? Do you get bummed out towards the end of the trip? And what part of the trip do you get bummed out if you do? It doesn't set in with me until the very last day. I wake up that morning, to be honest with you, on the last day, because I know, I have X amount of days. It's usually seven to 12 days, sometimes 14. But yeah, on that very last day, I wake up, I'm just in a different mindset. I'm not real happy. But I'm not real sad either. You know, there are a couple of parts when I'm writing that it kind of gets to me just a little bit, 'cause I know I got to go back to the grind. I've got to go do my stuff again. I've got to get back into it. I'm not out with my buddies. I'm not sleeping in the dirt. You know, I don't get to set up my hammocks. I don't get to set up my tents. I don't get to, you know, ride off road as much as I'd like to, you know, all those types of things. So it kind of sets in just a little bit. How about you? Let me know. Put it down in the description for everybody to read. And like I said, if you ever need anything, don't forget 690adb@gmail.com. You can hit me up anytime. We get lots of emails from new writers to experienced writers, just asking questions from like, hey, where's a good place to go, to, hey, what's a good bike to get? This is my first time riding. Also, hit that subscribe and make sure that you're part of the 690 ADV. Anyway, I'm Joe, Radio 690 ADV. You guys have a fantastic day. And like I said, get out, find some adventure, and make sure you hit some comments. This is more of a fill you out and get some information from everybody, because it's a lot of fun. But this next week's podcast is going to be really, really good. I don't want to let it out of the bag yet, but it's going to be a really good one. And don't forget our other podcasts. Check out the Chip Monahan ones, because they are very, very good. Anyway, find your adventure, 690 out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.